When 2015 began, there were a few different groups that were taking steps to put some sort of issue on the ballot to legalize pot for personal or medical use or both. But by the time summer came around, only one of those proposals was destined to make it to the ballot. It was the one bankrolled by a group of investors who would have exclusive growing facilities at 10 pre-specified sites throughout the state. The Responsible Ohio plan would have also allowed Ohioans to grow up to 4 pot plants on their own if they got a $50 license, and anyone 21 or older would be able to buy and use pot for recreational or medicinal use, which would have made Ohio the first state in the nation to do that in a single vote. The executive director of Responsible Ohio, Ian James, said it would bring the state $554 million each year in tax revenue and up to $2 billion in related economic growth, and the bulk of that money would have gone back to local governments.
Let's finally get to the point of creating jobs from this new industry. Let's tax this marijuana. Let's use that marijuana to fund our safety services, to fund the construction repair of our bridges, and deal with the infrastructure that's collapsing around us in our communities. Let's fill potholes with pot money.
But there was a big problem. Most of Ohio's cities didn't like the plan. Ditto for business organizations. Another ditto for health groups. More than 150 groups came out against the proposal. And Ohio's Republican leaders hated the plan so much that they put another issue on the ballot, one meant to keep monopolies out of the Constitution that would have nixed Responsible Ohio's plan if it had passed. Secretary of State John Husted was one of the most outspoken supporters of Issue 2, and he was instrumental in making sure the word monopoly was listed in the title of ballot language for Responsible Ohio's plan.
The folks who wrote this, if they didn't want it called a monopoly, then they shouldn't have created a monopoly. That's what it is.
A group called Ohioans Against Marijuana Monopolies mobilized to fight the pot plan. It was headed by longtime state government veteran and lobbyist Kurt Steiner.
When you have a situation which this one allows, with what basically every Ohio couple can have more than a pound of dope in their house legally, I guarantee you that some of that's going to be sold to people on the black market. So this was not done to stop the black market. This was done to line the pockets of rich investors who put the proposal together.
James fought back.
I really like Kurt a lot. He's unfortunately the Ron Burgundy of campaigns. You write a line on a $1 bill and he's going to say it.
There were lawsuits. And there were bad ideas, like Responsible Ohio's mascot, Buddy. It was a life-size cartoon-like muscular character that had a butt of pot as its head. Buddy was supposed to appeal to college students throughout Ohio, but opponents feared it would entice children. So Buddy laid low for much of the campaign. In the end, nearly $22 million was spent by investors in the plan, including more than $5 million to Ian James's consulting firm. It was the most expensive marijuana campaign in the nation's history. The opposition effort, in contrast, spent a little more than $2 million. In the end, nearly 64% of those who voted rejected the pot legalization plan, which amounted to about $17 spent by supporters for each yes vote. And that anti-monopoly measure narrowly passed. But James says Responsible Ohio intends to put another pot legalization plan on the ballot in November of 2016.
They realize that it's not a matter of if marijuana is going to be legalized, it's a matter of when. They want to be there at the forefront of legalization.
Other groups that support marijuana legalization say they're interested in putting their own marijuana plans on the ballot as well. So when voters go to the ballot in 2016 to pick a president and a senator, they might also be picking a pot plan, too. Joe Wingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.